就item 7咧就 AOB， 你唔係走嘛？OK， 嗱咁嗱呢個咧嗱有一個好重要 item， 唔好走住邊嘅。咁大家都知道咧，就房屋規劃嘅地政局咧，就重新委任咗大家做呢個 HC， 就係一年，好似到出年六月，到出年六月嘅。咁呢個就政府有佢自己嘅理由啦。咁嗱。我哋而家三個十個 meeting， 大家都知道咧，就好忙嘅，有好多功夫做緊。有啲工作係嗰、那個連續性係好重要嘅。咁我就提議咧，我哋呢三個十個 meeting， 包括佢哋嘅 chairmanship 啦、composition 咧，就繼續暫時唔好轉住啦，直到即係任滿，到時再檢討即係下一步工作點做，咁好唔好咧？
Okay. 啊，主席，
你
早啲出声，我今日唔使交咁多嘢出嚟啊！我谂住临尾掉晒啲嘢出嚟。
你又想啦？OK， 咁就通过咗啦吓。咁跟住咧就仲有一啲小嘅 item。下次会议嘅咧就原先咧就谂住系5月25号星期四。咁正如我哋一开始讲嘅。禮拜四下晝咧，對好多區議員嘅委員咧，就好唔方便，好多時就好唔嚟得。咁就佢哋都多次表示咩？咁我哋而家咧就會同秘書處商量下，睇下點樣，即係再揾個合適嘅時間。咁點解係禮拜四下晝咧？個原因就係呢度呢個 venue 咧係 available。咁我哋如果要轉去第二度咧。就可以多少少走盞啲嗰個時間，咁但係呢樣嘢我哋秘書處會認真咁去想辦法解決嘅呢個，咁啊同大家報告一下，咁啊仲有兩件事咧，就阿 Paul Zimmerman 咧就話俾我聽咧，就新任命呢、這個period 咧。就佢唔會再繼續擔任呢、這個Business and Random Council 嘅 alternate member 噶啦，咁所以今次咧就係佢出席 HEC 最後一次 HEC 大會最後一次嘅會議啦。咁我就好想咧，即、就、係、是、我哋作為HEC 整體咧，就表示咧，我哋好多謝阿 Paul 過去兩年嘅。非常之積極嘅參與，就俾咗好多好寶貴嘅意見我哋。我哋有時覺得冇咗個 Paul 都唔掂嘅，好似剛剛都要喺廁所捉翻佢出嚟咁。我哋明白嘅阿 Paul 呢個 personal choice， 咁但係我哋都係好想記錄在案，我哋好多謝 Paul。同埋 wish him well，OK、okay?。
主席，琴日我哋 proactively 請佢去 HEC 嗰啲 briefing。
Chairman， I'm sure we'll see him on the other side of the table。
Chairman， I'd like to thank you and all the members of the HEC for two fantastic years, and especially on the unofficial side, I think some very great friendships that have been built up over the issues. And I think I owe you a little bit of an explanation. I informed the chairman of the Business Environment Council that I will stand down as the alternate representative for the BEC on this committee. This is in line with my early decision also to stand down from the executive committee from the Harvard Business Forum. I think that it's over to the BEC and the Harvard Business Forum to find their own voice, and the business community to find their own voice, to stand up in this community and speak up for the harbour, and not to stand down when the pressure and when the heat gets hot, when it gets hot in the kitchen, to stand down. So this is one reason. The second reason is also the efficiency of my time spent on harbour-related issues, Chairman. I've considered those two factors. I believe that I've spent a lot of time in the Harbour Fund Enhancement Committee. And I believe a lot of time has been wasted. And I've looked at my other ways of addressing issues with the harbour. And I can mention two, which will come up very soon. Next week, with a number of friends and other concerned citizens, we'll launch an alternative plan for Central and Tamar. We'll spend money on building a model so people can see what they can get. And we hope that the government takes up the challenge and builds their own model and shows what their plan will look like so that there's a real choice for the community. We'll put in a rezoning request for the KCRC Hung Hom Freight Yard very soon to start to address the issues about Hung Hom. Again, Oil Street rezoning request has proven that that is an effective way forward. We find that those things cost me less time and are more effective to effect real change than many of the hours that I've spent here, despite those very good discussions we have had. And I raised three issues of concern, and I've raised them several times before. And I hope that as you go forward the next 14 months, which I find in itself a very strange decision for a government advisory committee to link this to the term of a secretary, because if there is due respect for this committee, it would have been called for another 2 years, like any other committee would. Because if you have the respect for fixing the harbour front, then that's what you would do. Now, that is in itself. Now, there are three issues, Chairman, that I think. One is the leadership within government and providing a proper interface for the HEC. You are not provided with leadership on the government side to provide you with a good interface. Any suggestions and that are being provided on this side of the table, where does it go? Who follows up? Who takes charge? Is Rita Lau taking charge? When the heat is on, then it gets diverted to so many different departments, I don't know. And when the heat is off, then it's somebody who is happy to take responsibility. So the central discussion was something that was had when we talked about the mandate for this committee. There was some serious discussion between various members of this committee and the government on whether central was included in the mandate, yes or no. At that time, because SPH and others had the government on the table, we had a plan with the town planning board, it was decided not yet to discuss it because there was a challenge to the reclamation. That is long past. Still to date, we're waiting for the start of that discussion on Central. And Chairman, let me tell you, things are getting too late. When the Sendis review starts in July, the government will tell you that lots of things can't happen anymore because we'll build those culverts. We've built those sewage systems, we've built this, we've built that. That has been decided. So this waste of time, of this opportunity to fix Central, has nothing to do with the harbour planners who have been putting questions out. It's entirely the responsibility for the government, who's been unwilling to take it forward to this committee. And today, still is unwilling to take it forward to this committee. The next thing is the resources and funding. There's no funding. The planning department has put forward application for new staff to help the HEC. The bureau told the planning department off. Okay, there is funding possibilities. The finance secretary has says, listen, we have money available. We have now extra money in the kitty. We can help you on real issues. Do you need more staff? The bureau has decided not to apply more staff to this committee. So I'm not willing to sit here and waste my time if that's the attitude on the other side. And the other thing, very simple, the staffing and the funding issues, for example, the Harbour Plan Review not started. All these projects that haven't started yet, it's all a matter of putting money in, putting time in, putting money in, putting effort on it. We're not willing to put effort on it. If I look at the HEC website, the only thing that is any effort is being spent on it are the cogent materials to substantiate reclamation for the one-side developments. Look at the website. There is only one section of that website that is properly documenting the work of this committee, and that's the one-side website. Go at it, look at it. Very systematic. It's the list for the lawyer when it comes to the court case on whether the reclamation is justified and the overriding public needs has been established. It's a very simple reflection of the attitude, which I find extremely disappointing. So I think my time is more efficiently spent outside. Now, the final point is representations of any of the discussions we take place here. If I look at what the Transport Advisory Council says, on the expert panel report. It's December 20 in meeting today. Who made the presentations on behalf there from this committee? What is the emphasis? What has been discussed? What has been put forward as our opinions? It's the opinion of KK that's been put forward, not the opinion of us on sustainable planning and rail solutions and others that have been emphasized. If I look at the Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Center discussion, I was at the town planning board when the government made the DPO made the presentation. And the DPO said there was no consensus in the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee on what to do with the Convention Exhibition Centre. There was consensus. The consensus was that it should be reviewed within the One Shai Development 2 project. The DPO says there was no consensus. There was no consensus on the damage or the implications of the project, but there was one consensus, and that was on the WD2. Chairman, the last point that I'd like to make, as I'm leaving, I know that I've taken up your time. We all have to go, and that is that I'd like to thank everybody for, and that I look forward to work together, because I will definitely not shut up outside this committee. Thank you.
主席，對唔住，我諗我哋都要講翻一啲。我諗首先第一點咧，即係HEC喺過去嘅時間咧，係的確係做咗好多嘅功夫嘅，喺保護維港啊各方面。我只係簡單講幾個大家都好明白噶啦。譬如話西九龍嘅海濱長廊嘅計劃啦。 HEC 喺呢方面做咗好多啦，呢個今日亦都討論過嘅海港規劃原則呢度一路嘅再嘅完善化啦，同埋今日亦都係提交咗嘅中環海濱與我嘅報告啊，呢啲都可以講係呢個 HEC 咧係做咗好多工作。喺未來嘅日子裏邊咧，政府亦都係好希望咧係 HEC 能夠繼續佢有喺尤其是喺幾方面嘅工作咧係好重要嘅，係喺灣仔。 呢個發展嘅第二期嗰方面，同埋喺啟德發展嗰方規劃發展嗰方面咧，係 HEC 都會係繼續喺未來嘅日子咧，係會做好多功夫咧，亦都係會係作好多嘅貢獻俾好多意見嘅政府嘅。咁剛才提到資源嘅問題，即係我亦都想好想解釋下俾各位委員聽。嗱，譬如今日開會。 我哋有好多個部門喺度，唔止淨係房屋及規劃地政局喺度嘅，大家睇到即係我哋在座好多嘅同事、規劃處啊、運輸處啊、拓展處啊等等嘅，都係喺度支持緊共建維港委員會嘅工作。具體上，房屋及規劃地政局咧就係負責做呢個秘書處嘅工作，去支援。 主席你同埋各位委員呢個工作，呢個我哋係有做。另外我哋亦都係提供足夠嘅資源咧，俾我哋規劃處咧係做好多功夫，都係支援呢個HEC 所做嘅工作。所以我唔同意話咧係冇足夠嘅資源咧係去支援呢個 HEC 嘅工作嘅。咁希望大家明白到，即係我哋係喺各方面咧都係支持緊 HEC 嘅工作嘅。多謝主席。
Hey, Robin. Paul. Regardless of what you said earlier, we still appreciate your 2 years of hard work. The dedication and enthusiasm. I'm sure, as Nick said, you will be contributing to the Harbourfront Enhancement overall effort in whatever capacity you see fit. We just wish you well. Okay? All right. Yes, Nick?
Sure. Can't turn it on. Sorry, could I just echo that? I mean, it wouldn't be Paul if he didn't leave without a parting shot. So it's par for the course. We accept it.
We're going to miss some of the fun. Now, 咁因為我哋只能夠臨時加佢入 AOB 啦，咁而家咧好遺憾嘅咧，就總係去到尾咧，而家睇個樣，我哋肯定係唔夠 quorum 啦，走咗幾個人
阿 Hardy 都要走啦。咁就你唔緊要啦，因為已經我哋已經唔夠柯林噶啦。咁我哋只能夠討論呢件事，又唔可以做啲乜嘢表決啦。咁或者請阿美琴介紹下呢個活動。呢、這個活動叫做跨越天馬南創中華。咁可唔可以請你講講？
多謝主席。咁咧就其實識睇中文嘅咧都會明白講乜嘢啦。咁主要咧就係即係上堂為講咧，就其實我哋喺2003年尾咧就已經開始咧搞上創方噶啦。咁即係其實而家講嗰啲工作方啦。咁我哋覺得我哋都係都幾係有一個帶頭作用，因為之後咧就無論啟德啊、灣仔啊咁都做好多工作方或者上創方啦，我哋叫嘅。咁我哋就見咧，即係最近咧，即係天馬南咧就傾到即係好熱烘烘咁樣啦。咁同埋咧就，但係我哋亦都即係睇到咧，即係上作為港嘅成員咧都覺得即係好多時候我哋淨係睇天馬南係唔足夠啊，需要擺即係將天馬南擺喺成個即係中環個發展或者甚至更加大嘅範圍嚟去討論。咁所以咧就搞咗兩次嘅上創方，咁就第一次咧就會係5月7號，第二次咧就係5月21號嘅。咁呢個文件裡面嗰封信裡面咧都係有噶啦。咁咧就我咧就受到指示咧，就佢哋就想我就第一最好咧就係可以如果係即係依一個會咧係能夠成為一個即係大家一齊協辦嘅機構就最好啦。咁但係我諗呢個就已經絕望噶啦，因為我哋嘅 column 都唔夠啦。咁第二個都可能唔得啦，因為又係唔夠 column， 咁因為就係做一個支持機構。咁第三就係希望咧，我哋就好誠意邀請，即係共建維港委員會每一個成員咧，即係如果你有時間咧，都可以嚟參加，即係依兩個上創方嘅活動咁樣。
咁sorry， 對唔住。
主席，我想問翻阿美琴咧，就呢封信寫住香港特區政府共建維港委員會，咁即係呢封信係俾香港特區政府冚啊，共建維港委員會，亦或係？香港特區政府的共建維港委員會啊，就因為我都有興趣知道咧，就佢嘅內容咧就有啲似有啲吻合上次我哋會議講嗰個 central 嘅 her 咧，咁所以唔知道政府即係會唔會支持呢個活動啊？咁如果以 HCC 嚟講咧，就算我哋唔夠 column， 其實都唔緊要嘅。我哋好似東區嗰個咧，我哋都係 by circulation， 咁大家可以決定，即係佢好似係做協辦啫嘛，係咪啊？
主席，其實封信唔係我寫嘅，所以咧封信唔係我寫，所以我唔係好知道究竟嗰個
我嘅理解係，雖然我哋
應該係講緊定係呢個委員會，
特區政府
成立
委任嘅，我諗唔係 send 俾兩個 entity， 係 send 俾我哋，係咪咁解？
係啱嘅。
我都想問下政府支唔支持？
主席啊，我想即是我睇啱睇过呢封信啦，我觉得佢係俾共建维港委员会请共建维港委员会去睇呢封信啊。至于话係政府部门呢，即係譬如我哋局呢就冇收到有关呢个嘅好似类似呢啲咁嘅信，我哋就未有见到。
OK， 嗱，因為而家剩翻落嚟嘅委員都人數好少，我哋實際上亦都冇辦法話即係通過話要做協辦或者支持，正如美琴咁講，我就建議咁咧，即係我哋請秘書處咧，就係而家我哋有一個現方模嘅討論啦，就但係都仲會有係即係我哋會議記錄嘅一部分，盡量鼓勵我哋嘅委員去參加咁啦，好嘛？用呢個方法啦。咁好，咁就多謝大家今日唔好意思又要開到咁晏，咁但係絕大部分嘅要講嘅議程，我哋都係今日能夠 cover 到。咁多謝大家今日抽咗四個鐘頭多嘅時間嚟參加我哋。共建維港委員會第十一次的會議，就我們等遲些秘書處確定了究竟是五月底或者必要時可能去到六月初的時候，再跟大家聯絡關於下次第十二次會議的具體安排、地點和時間，好嗎？多謝大家。
Sorry, Chairman, not prolonging. Just coming back to my idea about work plans. I think that's, could we have
work
that on
plan.
The work plan for the HEC? Could we have that on the agenda for next time?
For next meeting? Okay.
Yes, please. And the other thing I thought we might very usefully do is what I describe as an end-of-term report, basically summarising what we've done over the last 2 years, and issue that again to help promote the role of the HEC. But again, we can talk about that perhaps at the next meeting. Thank you.
It's a suggestion for agenda of next meeting. Right, okay. Make up. Sorry.
I think we just do it in one document, like retrospect and prospect kind of thing, like. For what he suggested, we can do it in one document, as like retrospect and prospect kind of document.
Okay.